Live stream podcast of our discussion of the PlayStation E3 conference. I'm Alan, and I am your host today, I guess. And I'm joined by the editor-in-chief of Digitally Downloaded, Matt. Say hello, Matt.
Hello, everybody.
Alrighty. So, as you can probably tell, the PlayStation conference has just ended right then. It sucked.
I think we're all in a bit of state of shock still. We thought it'd keep going, and it just didn't.
There was nothing there that I was like, yes, other than Spider-Man, and Spider-Man is Spider-Man. Like, I was going to be excited about that anyway.
Yeah, it's really weird because, you know, in the past couple of years, Sony at the shows, they've always done that good mix of, you know, the big blockbuster stuff that they've got coming. And then, you know, all the kind of the indie stuff and the art house stuff and the stuff in the Japanese games and all that stuff. And all of that wasn't present in the show. It was just, well, pretty much exclusively, it was just the big blockbuster stuff. Like, you know, Spider-Man was a good one, but then there was that one by Ben Studios. What the heck is that called? The Redneck Zombie game.
A Way Out. Days Gone or something.
Days Gone, which trash. It's not interesting at all. The VR stuff that they showed off wasn't particularly interesting too. There was a couple of games from Supermassive Games shooting games and whatever, and that wasn't great. There was that one with the mouse, which looked really cute. Which is great. And there was a couple of little bits and pieces in there for people, like the Shadows of Colossus.
I will admit that's great.
Remake. It looks like a remake, remaster.
Yeah, it's a remaster or remake, whatever.
It looks gorgeous. Like, it really does look gorgeous. It looks stunning. And that was a great surprise. And then, you know, I'm as a fan of David Cage, I quite like what I've seen about Detroit. No release date for that, which means it could be, you know, 4 or 5 years down the track still, because he takes his time with his games. But, I was expecting, like, a second half to the show. I was expecting first half.
And here's the real games.
Yeah. I mean, the guy got back up on stage to talk, and I was like, okay, so that was like the first, you know, hour-long montage, and then Spider-Man came on, and that was a nice demo. And then I was expecting that to go on for another hour because, you know, we're used to Sony presentations being 2 hours, but we didn't get that. And I'm actually really disappointed. I was looking forward to, you know, Square Enix getting up there and showing off what they've got coming. The only mention we got of a Square Enix game was the fishing mini game in VR for Final Fantasy XV.
Where the hell was Kingdom Hearts? I swear to God.
Capcom had, you know, a little bit of time with Monster Hunter, which looks good.
Looks really good, to be fair. Like, that game looked amazing.
Yeah, it looks good. But again, it's like,
it's just Monster Hunter.
where was Koei Tecmo getting up there to show off Dynasty Warriors, you know, 9, which is going to be, you know, an open world Dynasty Warriors, and, you know, it could be a major game for them and for Sony, if Sony wanted to promote it. Where was Square Enix? Where was Namco?
Where was Namco?
Nowhere. I mean, Ni No Kuni just got announced with a release date and everything, and it's an exclusive to the Sony PlayStation 4 and PC, but on console, it's not coming out on Xbox. Why wasn't that game up there being shown off? You know, where was it all? Where was the stuff?
Where were the things?
We're just so used to Sony being like the best of the show. The most exciting part of E3 is seeing what Sony does over 2 hours, and this year we got 1 hour. And even Microsoft had a better range of games on display in their show.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It was just so. It wasn't anything that I wanted. They opened with, God, what did they open with? Uncharted, the next one.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't care, unfortunately. And we didn't see anything like The Last of Us 2, which they could have done.
Yeah.
Like, they could have so easily just done The Last of Us 2. And that would have been swell, but they didn't. It's just a bit of an interesting situation, and I don't think I agree with them.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I just don't like where it's at. We just had Matt Codd jump onto the chat system that we use for recording these things, and he was like, "Sorry, I'm late. I was waiting for the rest of the show." It was like,
yeah, it's. It's a bit too real.
Yeah, once Matt's on, we'll get his thoughts about it all as well. Hello, Matt, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, Matt.
Did you enjoy that?
There were some parts that I enjoyed. But I was kind of joking on Twitter before when I was saying that the pre-show was going to be better than the actual show.
And you were right.
and yeah, that turned out to be...
You're a prophet. I mean, look, there was stuff in that show that was interesting. Let's be honest. Like, Monster Hunter is good. It should be good. It looks good. Detroit looks good. Uncharted. People obviously like Uncharted, and that will probably be quite good.
I'm really excited for Uncharted, but that...
Where's the variety?
The trailer in there, even for Uncharted, just didn't really...
Just sort of existed. Add anything to the world. Yeah, no, I completely... Yeah, it's just there. I just have nothing to say. It's just such a nothing conference.
Yeah, I mean, God of War is just not interesting.
God of War is
at all.
God of War.
It's... I mean, it really does look like, you know, the child abuse the game, because he doesn't look like a good father at all. And if that's going to be a father son story, then we've got a problem, because
it's
my interest in God of War is decreasing every time I see more about that game, and yeah. I was not a huge fan of God of War in the first place. At least it doesn't have David Jaffe on it this time. He's too busy doing Drawn to Death.
I'm trying to think of any other games. All I can think about is Spider-Man, because that was the only thing that really stood out to me.
There was a lot of stuff in the they had the PSVR.
Those games didn't even look that good.
And there was some stuff in there that looked like it would be.
But it confused me, because it was like two shooters from Supermassive Games?
Yeah.
Two different shooters from the same dev company with VR? Is it like one package of these, you know, half done, underbaked shooters? Or is it like two actual full games? And I don't get it. I like the mouse game, like I said.
Mouse game's all right.
I like the look of the mouse game. It looked charming. It looked happy. It'll cute. I don't know if it's going to add anything, though. The other thing with the VR things, yes, of course, shooters benefit from VR in terms of the immersion. But what was that first one? I can't remember the name of it. It was a 2D platformer. How does a 2D platformer benefit from VR? It doesn't. There's just... there's no reason to have a 2D platformer in VR. And the mouse game doesn't look like it would benefit from the VR technology in any way either. Like, not like, you know, Star Trek Bridge Crew benefits from the VR, and that you couldn't really have the same experience if you didn't have the VR headset on. That mouse game doesn't look like, you know, there's any reason that you have to have the VR headset to make it work. So yeah, I'm a little bit confused about what they showed off with the VR headset, especially since this was meant to be the year that Sony needed to really establish why people should buy this thing.
True. But they also did show off Final Fantasy 15.
The one
thing I never bothered to do in Final Fantasy 15 was that fishing game, because it was annoying me. And
I don't know, for some reason the idea of like playing that as a VR game just seems... I do kind of wish...
I mean, it works. It probably works. It makes sense. Yeah. Like, fishing is one of those sports where you're largely stationary, so it would work in theory as a VR thing. But yeah, it's the one thing about Final Fantasy 15 that I had absolutely no interest in playing at all, and I put like, you know, 200 hours into that game. So makes no sense.
If they did it as a Final Fantasy 14 fishing game, and then that way I could use it to level up my fishing class in that game without actually having to...
Well, wasn't Final Fantasy 14 meant to have a VR thing added?
Like a tech demo thing at a few planned as a proper commercial release.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it was pretty much just like, from what I heard from people who tried that, it was just like walking around and
fishing.
one of the towns in the game, and which would be really cool, but I don't think it's a game that would be very difficult to adapt into VR in any kind of meaningful way.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Like Skyrim was obviously announced as VR because
Skyrim is on every single thing. Yeah.
But I don't see that working in VR because, you know, that's such a big immersive game. You need to, if you don't put like an hour and a half, 2 hours into Skyrim every time you pick it up to play, you're just not going to get much of an experience out of it because it's designed around those long play sessions.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work with the VR headset, especially when it's a game where you're moving around a lot. And, you know, any game where there's a lot of foot movement and the movement of the head up and down, that's where the motion sickness comes from that people experience when they put VR on. Even I can only do those kinds of games for, you know, an hour or two at most before I need to take a long break from gaming. So Skyrim VR has no interest to me because I don't think it works on a technical level. Probably the Switch version of Skyrim will be the one to get this year of the 20 different versions that are coming out.
I'm just looking forward to like next year getting a new fridge that has Skyrim on it.
Yeah, Kindle.
You can cool your beer while you cool your bones in Skyrim.
The next edition of the Kindle will have Skyrim in text version.
You encounter a Gru. So should we do our usual thing of going around the table saying what we liked, what we didn't like, and then sort of wrapping it up from there? Because I feel like there's not much else to really say.
Yeah, look, I'm disappointed that we're not here talking about this thing for an hour because
there's nothing to
expecting to talk about this thing for an hour. There was nothing wrong with the presentation with the exception of that zombie shoot. I can't even remember that.
Days Gone.
I cannot remember it. Like the name of it goes out of my head within a minute.
It's got the same problem as State of Decay in that it's a zombie game about 8 years too late.
Yeah. So, I mean, with the exception of that game, which I think is a terrible idea to even greenlight, and I don't think Sony should have ever done it, there was nothing wrong with the presentation. Like, all the games in there were interesting, if not worth putting on the floor show. But there was a lack of variety, which I kind of come to expect from Sony, and depth. And I think that Microsoft actually did a much, much, much better job of showing off variety of content, a variety of games, experiences for the Xbox. I think Ubisoft had a much greater variety of experiences, and that's just one publisher. I think Sony was probably trying to appeal to a certain demographic this show, and it'll probably go down well with that demographic, but that's exactly the criticism I have with Microsoft, that Microsoft has spent so much time focusing on one demographic that it's forgotten the others. And Sony seems to have forgotten people like me who don't necessarily care as much about... It's not that I don't enjoy games like Uncharted or even Spider-Man. You know, it's not
Matt hates all games equally.
It's just that, you know, they're not stuff that I get particularly excited about. I play them and enjoy them, you know, out. But, you know, the stuff that gets me really happy and, you know, excited and looking forward to games is much more like what Ubisoft showed off. So, yeah, that's me. I was very disappointed with this Sony show.
Matt.
Thank
you. Go for it.
Oh, I'm struggling to think of either highlights or lowlights.
It was just kind of beige. It's a very beige conference.
probably my favorite was, again, going back to the pre-show, Undertale on PS4. Just because that is such a good game, and it's, well, I mean, you can play it on any kind of computer that Steam, not Steam, that, I'm sorry, I'm tired, that attempted a joke just fell flat. any kind of like computer that works.
Yeah, you can like seriously just...
We're going to be up to scratch to play Undertale.
But yeah,
just having it on a console and I can just sit on the couch and play it, that's really...
And having it as a physical, which is, you know, physical edition, which is nice.
Yeah,
they can buy the disc and stuff, which is good.
Yeah,
I mean, talk briefly about the the pre-show, because the pre-show was great. Superhot VR is a really cool thing that's coming to PlayStation VR. Why that one wasn't on the show, I don't know, but that's a really, really cool thing. I'm looking forward to playing that. Ni no Kuni 2 was shown.
Which, why was that not shown in the main show?
I know. How good does that game look? We're talking about literally Studio Ghibli in game form. And, you know, for some reason, that's not
enough.
That should have been what they closed the show with.
Yeah, for sure. That's...
Or opened it with, or anything like that, or just used it at all. I guess then, like, I'm going to say Spider-Man as well. I think we can all say Spider-Man was probably the best part of that show.
Yeah.
I mean, that one did raise quite a few questions, though. Like, can the game itself possibly keep the intensity up that we saw in that demo? Because... yeah, the whole game's that intense. That's a pretty intense action game. Is that like a particular set scene, or whatever? But it does look like it's like, you know, Batman. It looks like Batman if Batman was Spider-Man, you know?
Which is probably the best you could possibly get.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's kind of, so I mean, I'm not like blown away by it, but I'm looking forward to it. And I was very glad at the end when they teased Miles Morales.
Yeah, he is Spider-Man.
Because he is.
Yeah.
Like, in comics, he's the new Spider-Man after...
After Peter dies.
And
I mean, I was wondering to Alan, is it actually part
he's just a really cool character. And
is it, like, part of the actual... is this game part of the Marvel universe that's been created over television?
Hopefully.
Because the Fisk...
So many Marvel universes...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just that Fisk looks awful like Vincent D'Onofrio's character from the Daredevil TV series. So I was just wondering if it is an actual tie-in to that, or it's just like a coincidence that they look similar.
Yeah.
The these press conferences, and particularly the Sony and Microsoft ones, is that the most... The PlayStation games I'm most excited for are the multi-platform games that were announced in the Microsoft conference.
Yeah, Microsoft did a better job for Sony than Sony did this year.
Yeah, it's just a very weird kind of situation to be in.
Yeah.
Well, I think that pretty much just sort of sums it up. Shall we, I guess, leave it there and bid adieu and wait for Nintendo to fix it?
Yeah, I mean, Nintendo's... We won't be doing a live podcast with Nintendo, obviously, but we will talk about it in an actual podcast as we talk about the rest of the E3 show on the weekend. So, you know, listeners, tune in for that. I don't expect too much from Nintendo, to be honest. It's like a 20-something minute show, so it's not going to be particularly long. And a lot of the stuff that Nintendo will be showing off will be the stuff in the actual floor show for people who are attending E3. But yeah, I mean, just generally across the shows, I found thoughts that I'll probably be looking forward to TGS more for the stuff that I'll be playing over the next year. It's been a fairly one note show, and I never thought that I'd say it, but I think Ubisoft probably had the best show, and that's something I never thought I would say.
Yeah. A long margin.
Yeah, for sure. Ubisoft see the purple patch, and the rest of them should feel pretty ashamed about that. I can't keep up with them.
Exactly. Alrighty. Well, thank you all for tuning in. We will be back on Saturday with our regular podcast, which will be Nintendo focused, I believe, as well as like a general E3 overview. So do tune in for that when that comes out. And we will all see you later.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.